The UW was under pressure from Republicans to part ways with WiskNet, which also offers broadband to K-12 public schools throughout Wisconsin. Republicans contend the university's backing amounted to a subsidy that let WiskNet undercut the prices of private broadband providers. WiskNet Executive Director Dave Lois told a panel of lawmakers at the state capitol that his organization still has a strong budget without the UW.
I mean, we have money available to us to not only make sure we fulfill our promises to those K-12s come September, but we can actually put new pieces and parts in play as this dynamic situation unfolds.
But Lois did not downplay the loss of the UW's business, saying WiskNet was still in the process of figuring out how to proceed without the university. A recent audit showed WiskNet received 27% of its user fees from the UW.
That's a big revenue hit from a nonprofit business, no question about it. But they are also a big customer, so there was a large amount of expenses associated with them.
Republicans asked Lois and others who testified whether schools still need a nonprofit broadband provider like WiskNet. Private providers want WiskNet out of the way. Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association Director Bill Esbeck contends WiskNet hurts his members.
You are going to stifle private sector investment and the type of continuous reinvestment that the telecommunications network demands.
WiskNet says the telecommunications industry's profits show it has not been harmed. UW says it will report by October at the latest on how it plans to proceed without WiskNet. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.